I wrote this piece about my husband, Gordon. He's one of those people who's always doing things, creating projects. I mean, big, obvious projects like, I don't know, learning to fly a plane, starting a country store, building a big barn, projects that could easily end in failure. Failure that everybody knows about because it's out there and it's so big. I mean, I have trepidation in taking on these things. I do small stuff, like writing. No one knows whether I'm doing it or not. How many crumbled papers end up in balls in my trash bucket? Nobody knows that stuff. I hide a lot. But not my husband. He's out there. So I decided to write this piece to celebrate him. I call it Paul Bunyan. My husband is building a barn. He's been doing this for 3 years without electricity, like Paul Bunyan. He took a class in timber frame building several summers ago and hired the teacher, who wears a long coat and looks like an Amish preacher, to design it. Then he went into our woods and cut down all the trees he needed and planed them smooth with an axe, cut grooves so they could all fit together, and piled them up until he had enough. He thinks maybe this summer he'll put it up. Wow. I mean, that is stick-to-itiveness. Keeping your eye on the ball. 3 years of classes and axes and wood piles and a three-dimensional tinker toy puzzle of pine and ash and elm. And always, always questions about completion. Hey, Gordon, when's that barn going to be done? Hey, Gordon, did you finish that barn yet? After all, it has been 3 years. If I have a project, it's small, hidden. I write where no one sees. Paper is flat. No one knows I've been working in dribbles forever. Nothing's done. No one says, hey, Mary, what about that book? Did you finish it? It's all hidden. But that barn, all that piled up wood, it's in plain sight. I've never decided to do something I have no clue how to do, particularly something big and complex and wooden, something that exposes my unknowingness, something that turns me inside out to expose all the molecules of uncertainty and inexperience intertwined like a big tumbleweed buffeting along the highway. After 3 years of doing this, my husband will turn himself right side out and he'll have a something big that took study and gumption and a boatload of liniment. We'll have a barn raising with potato salad and a band in black pants and cowboy hats. People will hold their breath as it goes up and cheer as it stays in place, becoming our own citadel of homemade pride. What have I done in that same period? Oh, twirled and whirled and stayed in place, like Pigpen's dust cloud. Oh, I made plans. I was busy, but there were interruptions. Managing life, children, dogs, food, bills. You know, the dust cloud. But what was I really doing? What was I doing that he wasn't? I don't know. Maybe it's in the goal setting. That's what he did. Deciding to do something so big and extraordinary that it trumps the everyday doingness of life. But I do nothing to expose my soft underbelly, nothing I can't hide, nothing that places me on wobbly ground. I mean, certainly nothing big and red and messy and barn-like. Wow. Come to think about it, I guess that Paul Bunyan of mine is one brave guy.